What about the patient with intermediate and high risk disease?
Again, they're doing very well. Again, we've always tried to customize the therapy, so an implant alone has been primarily our treatment for low-risk patients. Intermediate and high-risk, we've treated in different ways with an implant combined with external beam, an implant combined with neoadjuvant, adjuvant hormonal therapy, or for our high-risk patients, a combined approach that involves both hormonal therapy and implant and external beam. And that's kind of the approaches we've taken, where our outcomes have still been quite excellent. So what we're particularly proud of is the combined approach using 9 months of hormone therapy, radioactive seed implant, and external beam radiation therapy. And recent analyses show that at about 8 years, which is basically as long as we have decent amount of follow-up, we're running at about 80% biochemical control rate for high-risk patients, which has been pretty impressive. And for our intermediate-risk patients, which we've treated with different types of modalities, we're really running in the high 80s, low 90s biochemical control rate out by 10 years using either an implant in hormones or an implant in external beam.